You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Mitch Trubisky is making his first start since being benched in week 3. And head coach Matt Nagy told us this was the best week of practice that he's seen from his quarterback in their 2.5 years together.
Solid so far. 4 of 6 throwing. Deep drop here, looking downfield. Aggressive call and a shot into double coverage is intercepted. They tried to stay aggressive, tried to go deep, and Darnell Savage there for the interception.
Trubisky said he's been excited all week, and he brought that passion to practice each day. He also brought something else, an edge, something Nagy said the Bears have been longing to see. Trubisky attributes that edge to not being where he wants to be at this stage in his career, saying, "I was ticked off. I had to work harder to figure out what I want from this."
Now it's 3rd and 17. Another big rush from Gary. Trubisky lost the ball. It's scooped by Preston Smith, who takes it in for the Green Bay defensive touchdown.
He called his benching a learning experience about what it's going to take to be successful, but he said never once did he question his love for the game, and he did say that he was going to take a moment tonight to enjoy all of this, because he said you never know when this opportunity is going to come back around again.
3rd and 11, Pack bringing 5, Trubisky taking it deep into a lot of coverage. It is intercepted.
I'm sure hope he doesn't have a bad week of practice, because if he does, I don't know what it's going to look like. If that's what you get after the best week of practice, I hope it's not a bad one this week.
Do you get at the greatest week of practices? You still have to respond on Sunday. You know, you still have to respond. Tony Dungy, the one bright thing he did do during the broadcast was pointed out how he should hit that deep in. You know, to Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson, yeah.
That, and that's the one that had single coverage. Not that it was wide open. Tony said it was wide open. It wasn't necessarily wide open, but it was the one that had single coverage.
Right.
As opposed to the other one where three guys were just kind of waiting to vulture the play. And they ended up with the interception.
Just
so,
kind of baiting him into, hey, throw it here. And he did.
You have to respond. You have to be able to respond. And you can have all the great practices in the world. What matters is Sunday, and it matters the 3 hours that you're playing.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Hope everyone's having a great day. First Tuesday here in December. We got our giveaway later this hour, plus JD in about 30 minutes. Roger Sherman from TheRinger.com every week does the winners and losers. Winners and losers of week 12, Yurko. And he's got in one of the losers, his losers category, of course, the Bears quarterback competition, which is...
It's not much of a competition.
No, it's not much of a competition, and it's pretty obvious that we're all losers in this regard.
Yeah, we've got the worst quarterback room in probably the history of the NFL.
It's one of them. I mean, it's definitely one of them.
I think the only one that might compete with it for being as bad as it is the COVID-stricken Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I was going to say Denver, yeah. Yep. And he writes, remember what I said above about getting back to roasting awful quarterbacks? Well, the time is now. Let's discuss Mitchell Trubisky. After 4 losses in a row and a hip injury to Nick Foles, the Bears turned to Trubisky, the quarterback who opened the season as their starter, for Sunday night's game against the Packers. And I got to say, the man is an artist. Who else could massively underthrow and overthrow interceptions in the same night? Trubisky also had a fumble that was returned for a score in this game. He did throw 2 fourth quarter touchdowns to give himself a somewhat respectable stat line, but his turnovers put the Bears in a 27-3 hole. Don't be impressed by the relatively decent 41-25 final score. When you're a football fan of a team with an uncertain quarterback situation, there's always hope that the backup will save the day. After every pick, there's a part of your brain that thinks, why can't the coach see that our QB2 is better than our QB1? Unless, of course, you're a Bears fan. Chicago benched Trubisky for Foles and now has benched Foles for Trubisky. And if Foles recovers from his injury, they may swap him for Trubisky again. But there's really no pot of gold behind a mystery door here. The Bears can switch back and forth all they want. They've seen every available option. They're both terrible. Promise me we'll never again acknowledge that bad NFL quarterbacks are actually very talented. I hated it. And he was joking because earlier in the story he wrote about the situation in Denver and he said, we should never rip quarterbacks again because even the worst ones have a pretty high level of talent after what we saw in Denver. But that's the Bears quarterback situation in a nutshell. That's what I said yesterday. It doesn't really matter. If they go back to Nick Foles, if they stay with Mitch Trubisky, perhaps Mitch is a little bit better for the offense now because he's more mobile. I suppose that's a fine enough argument. It doesn't really matter. Mitch's time here is done. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with Nick Foles next year if they can't fix this offensive line. They're still looking for a quarterback. And I don't know where that quarterback's going to come from.
Well, the only place it can come from is the draft, really.
It sure seems like it.
Yeah, and even take a look. Phillip Rivers is not wowing the world in Indianapolis.
No, he's 39.
He's not the answer in Indianapolis.
I agree.
So I think we could all agree. You take a look down there. Okay, he came in 1 year stopgap. Maybe he can make things happen. Jacoby Brissett was coming in on the goal line trying to vulturing all the touchdowns in the world. Yeah, two touchdowns.
Two times.
Down there. Yeah. So it's not like, okay, Cam Newton, marginally okay in New England. It's
Cam
5-6.
Cam Newton's been terrible. Come on. He's
okay. I'm not even saying terrible, Carm. I'm just saying terrible. Okay. They got him at a 5-6. He's been okay. He's not the answer in New England.
No.
Bill Belichick's not telling himself, boy, I can't wait to negotiate this one in the offseason.
No.
We have found our answer. They haven't. The only answers that have come in is Joe Burrow before he got hurt. Herbert, whatever his name is.
Justin Herbert.
My guy Herbert in San Diego. Those are answers to the future, you know?
Yeah.
Those are answers. They come from the draft and getting it right in the draft.
Could it come in the way of Carson Wentz, which is really kind of like pie in the sky because while it's impossible for the Bears to trade Khalil Mack because the cap ramifications, I believe it'd be the same thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they do have Jalen Hurts behind him. Maybe but I can't see in a scenario cap-wise where they could trade Carson Wentz, could they?
Wentz has lost his mojo. He's got to go back and find his mojo.
Is he? What happened? He was the MVP of the league before he got hurt a few years ago.
And then he got hurt. And then he got hurt again. Injuries about him. And then he lost his confidence. So what happened was early on, he started, you know, you're sure of yourself when you're coming out of college. You know, I'm invincible. And then he starts to get some momentum. And people are talking good about him. Boom. And that's when he became, you know, sure and confident of himself. And he felt great. Everything around him was healthy. Everything was perfect. Things became less perfect. And then the criticism came. And with the criticism comes doubt. With the doubt comes indecision. With the indecision comes not exceptional football. That's what he's stuck in. He's stuck in non-exceptional football.
He is. And he's got to be reprogrammed. So he's got it. That's a good way to put it. He's got to be reprogrammed. And I guess I would say, is there hope yet for Carson Wentz, whether it's there or somewhere else? There are some extenuating circumstances, not to totally give him a pass, but their line is brutal. It's been banged up, and it's brutal. It's about as bad as the Bears at times, and certainly it looked horrific last night. I mean, they couldn't figure out that all they were doing was blitzing Jamal Adams. Like, they couldn't adjust to it. They couldn't figure it out. Yurko already diagrammed one play that they had dialed up that should have worked against the safety blitz, and they even screwed that up.
Timing was a smidge off. Maybe a tackle gets a hand on him just a little bit to slow him down. Anything. Maybe if they release him, you know, the running back, and don't bring him across the formation and bring him back. If they just go and then he puts the old Olay block on him, maybe he gets out there. You know, maybe if Carson Wentz is backpedaling instead of tucking and running, maybe he buys himself a couple of steps. And you see Aaron Rodgers and you see the kid in Kansas City, Mahomes, do this
all the time.
They know, okay, I'm getting pressure, so I'm going to backpedal left, still looking downfield. I'm going to buy myself another second and a half to let something develop that I can go downfield on. I know where it's coming from.
Yeah,
I know where the blitz is coming, and I'm going to backpedal out so I can still see and still throw.
That's confidence, I guess. Alshon Jeffrey is toast. He's been nothing but injured for the most part. And the one time he did get open last night, Wentz airmailed him in the fourth quarter. I mean, and that's like how bad it is. Jalen Reagor can't get away from anybody. I mean, it's terrible.
Right.
And how quickly it's come undone. Now, they got their Super Bowl. They can at least hang their hats on that, right? I mean, they did get a Super Bowl in 2017. But look how quickly it's come completely undone for Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz, and that offense. And will Wentz have to be reprogrammed, like Yurko said, that's a good way to put it, somewhere else? And can he still be good? Because for, like, 12 weeks of an NFL season a couple of years ago, Carson Wentz was the MVP of the league. And now he just looks brutal.
Yeah, and Jeffrey Lurie, right?
Yes.
He won't even watch the football games. At least Virginia McCaskey is still up in the Skybacks. Oh, he talked about not going.
He's talking about not going to show up for this stuff.
I didn't know that.
Jeffrey Lurie actually was a big to-do, I guess. He did not go to the game in Cleveland.
Oh, is that? I didn't know that. I saw him last night.
Yeah, it's the first game he's missed as owner.
Yeah, he didn't go last week then. That was the story. First game he's missed as an owner, he's not happy.
I don't think I knew that. He's really kind of disgusted
with what he's seeing on the field. But Peterson and Wentz and Nick Foles, they were the ones that won him the Super Bowl. You know, so eventually you fire the Super Bowl winning coach. You always do, right? Eventually the Super Bowl winning coach gets fired. Yeah. You know, nobody's going to be Bill Belichick forever. They got rid of Vince Lombardi in Green Bay, guys.
Of course, remember that. He went to Washington. Yep. And when we were talking in crosstalk earlier, you know, do we think Matt Nagy, if he does get fired here, will get another chance? A few people on Twitter have pointed out, like, Adam Gase got another chance. Josh McDaniels was a debacle in Denver. A debacle. And he's been highly sought after. I heard Albert Breer tell Cap and Hoodie earlier today that the Chargers are probably going to go hard after Josh McDaniels. Now, he might choose to just wait out Belichick. But Anthony Lynn's going to be out at the end of the year, too. I'm sorry. I mean, you can't have the coach. That team cannot execute in the final couple minutes of a game. When you lose every game by one score, the game in Buffalo is the only game they've lost that wasn't by one score, and that was a 10-point game. When you lose every game by one score and you can't manage the last 2 minutes or 3 minutes of a game, the coach has no chance of surviving. Anthony Lynn's going to be out. And Brewer was saying that McDaniels is going to come hard after McDaniels. You know, people are going to be willing to give him another chance. Maybe he's different because of the connection to Belichick, but Matt Nagy's going to get a chance again, I bet, somewhere.
Maybe Josh McDaniels doesn't go in there trying to get rid of his quarterback right away.
Well, I don't think he'll make that mistake.
Wherever he ends up.
Adam's in Oswego. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Great. How are you?
I love you. I'm great. Thank you. Love your show. Real quick, just want to say, Carm, I hope we hear a follow-up on the Ding Dong Ditch story down the road. But as far as the Bears go, two questions. When Jalen Hurts was available last year in the draft, was he even an option that the Bears were looking at, or were we just so set on Trubisky that wasn't even in the as an option? And also, what do you guys think about Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma and the chances that he comes to the NFL and possibly Chicago? I'll hang up and listen, though. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam. Somebody's going to try to lure Lincoln Riley. Somebody's going to try to lure Matt Campbell. I'm telling you, Matt Campbell's name is going to come up. Matt Campbell's the head coach at Iowa State. His name is going to come up.
Right. Is it because of the success of Rule and Kingsbury?
Yes. Even though they're not wowing the world, but they've been
competent.
Maybe
you get fooled though by a small sample size of competence.
You could. I don't disagree, Jeff. Hey, you're right.
It happens. Yes.
We got fooled.
We got fooled by Matt Nagy. We did. It does happen. So I don't know that Lincoln Riley's the answer. I don't know that Matt Campbell's the answer. I'm telling you, though, people are going to go after those guys. Line them up right now. We need 8 calls. We're going to start our contest for the day. 312-332-3776. You're going to get a team. We're giving teams away. It's Giving Tuesday, and we're giving. We're going to give you a team because the Bears stink, and we're tired of it. We're going to give you a different team, and you can win a fabulous prize. 8 callers right now. 312-332-ESPN. We'll be right back.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Rush, coming at you. WNBC. Carmen and Yurko, follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app. You can watch all the shows live in the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio. Just search ESPN 1000 Chicago.
And, Carm, we're doing this great giving contest, but if you want to give...
Yes, this is the Giving Tuesday's ultimate giveaway,
if you want to give, Sylvie's already been on. He's been on Keyshawn. He was on Keyshawn Zubin and Jay Will this morning, and he was on Levitar, which you'll hear later today, tonight. If you want to give to the V Foundation, V.org.
V.org.
Yes.
For the Jimmy V Foundation. 100% of the proceeds goes towards cancer research.
And
it is a great organization. And with what Sylvie went through earlier this year and all the great money That was raised thanks to the guys at Obvious Shirts. I mean, what a great thing that was, all the Sylvie Strong t-shirt. I mean, they raised like 50, 60 grand. It was an obscene number. I mean, it was great.
And it was crazy just going around the neighborhood. Like, I was at a baseball tournament, and the guy you met.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben. He's wearing a Sylvie Strong t-shirt.
Phenomenal. So, yeah. I mean, it was just great. So, yeah, donate to the V Foundation. Donate to the American Cancer Society. Donate... I mean, to any charitable function that you really love, that is near and dear to your heart, that you feel is important, please do that on this day, Giving Tuesday. And we are doing the ultimate giveaway today, Yurko. And the winner here, you got to be 21. You can check out all the rules at ESPNChicagoContest.com.
That's right.
But I've got 16 teams. Well, actually, I have 15 and then the NFC East in my little Bears mug, ironically enough. We're doing this because the Bears suck and we want to give... We want to give teams away.
We want to give people hope.
Yeah, we want to give people hope. Like Yurko said, you know, oh, you can watch Herbert and you have some hope. Yeah, like, do you like this? Do you like the sound of this?
Herbert to the end zone. At the goal line. Touchdown. Keenan Allen.
Yeah, what about this?
Herbert with time. Throwing over the middle. Mike Williams with the catch. To the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown Chargers.
What about a now, I know you don't always love PFF, Yurk. They've got the Chargers pass block win rate ranked 30th in the NFL this year. But Justin Herbert's still throwing for 300 yards every week. And, you know, they're like, he's learning, and they're in games, and he looks terrific. You know, Joe Burrow's hurt. How'd you like this, though?
Here comes the quarterback, Burrow, looking for a block, and he got it up in the front by Hopkins into the end zone. Touchdown! What a scamper!
What about this?
Burrow steps up, throws, end zone, and caught for the touchdown, Boyd. What a throw, but what a catch.
What they're doing with ACL reconstruction these days, it's like Tommy John in baseball. These guys come back. Unless you're a basketball player, maybe it robs you of something, but he'll be back. Joe Burrow will be fine. How'd you like to be those guys? Now, we're not giving those teams away. They're not playoff teams right now, but I'd rather be them than the Bears. I wish I was a Chargers fan, Yurko.
There's only a handful of teams you wouldn't want to be. Jacksonville, you don't want to be.
No,
right now,
although
right?
they could get Trevor Lawrence. So
well, you still wouldn't want to be him right now.
That's
Carl.
True. Right now, well, I wouldn't.
What you
be
might
him.
Want in April is not what you want right now.
Okay,
but yeah, there'd be a lot of other teams that you'd rather want to be, and then that's what we're doing here today. We're going to give you those teams.
So I got all the teams in here. We're going to go 1 through 8, and then we'll do another 8 later. I don't have them like divided up by conference. I put 1 through 16 in here. Okay,
how do they win, Carl?
Winners, if your team wins the Super Bowl, you're going to win. One of our bottles of Russell's Reserve Bub City Picks that we did, and a $25 Geno's East gift card. So it's a $100 value. There is a bottle of booze, so you must be 21 or older to win. And I'm going to start with, who's up first, Merck? Am I starting on line two?
Go Frank and then Nick, Carm. Okay,
all right, so I'm starting with Frank and then none of it, because we've got a couple of guys that were already hanging on that want to talk. So
Frankie!
Frank's in the city. Frank, how you doing, man? Are you a Bears fan, Frank?
I'm a Bears fan.
Do you need another team, Frank?
I need a team.
We're here for you. We're here. It's Giving Tuesday.
Let the misery end, please.
Oh, dude, you're going to like me, too. You're going to like
me.
Frankie, well, it's not the Chiefs, but you do have Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints.
Ooh. I'll take it.
You'll take Chicago it, Frankie. Back. Hold on, buddy. Make sure Merch got all back. Your info. The Saints are off Central. The board. The top seed in the NFC right now, Yurko, is off the board. Next, I'm going to go to Nick in Louisville. Nick, are you a Bears fan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And just think, if this pandemic would have hit 4 years ago, we would have never had the Sun Bowl.
You're right.
I haven't heard anybody say that, Nick. That's brilliant. Oh, my God. It should have happened 4 years ago. Good one. All right. You need a different team, don't you, Nick?
Of course.
Bears stink. I mean, you need a different team, buddy.
Terrible.
I'm here to help you. All right, pal. Here you go. I think a month ago you might have felt better about this, but you never know. They could figure some stuff out. They got a lot of talent. You have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my friend. The Tampa Bay Bucs.
They can go on a heater.
They could. That's your team the rest of the year. Yeah. Okay, pal?
All right, let's go.
All right, Nikki, hold on, buddy. So that's not bad. We gave away the Saints and the Bucks. I'm going to go next to, I think I got to go to Dean here on the north side.
Dino.
Dean, my man. Dean, you there?
Yep.
Dean, do you need a new team, buddy? Are you hurting?
Yeah, I need,
You need a
team. I need a new one.
I know, like you're buddy. In pain.
I'm going to give it to you, pal. Yeah. I'm going to give it to you. Here you go. You got the first team here that we've given away out of the AFC. Probably not going to happen, but they're sort of impressive. You've got the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, who are in the playoffs right now. That's your that's team. Right. All right, Dean, cheer for the Dolphins, buddy.
All right,
pal. You hold on, my man. So Saints, Bucks, Dolphins off the board. Next is Sean in Aurora. Sean, you ready?
I am.
All right, buddy. You need a team, don't you, Sean? You're a beaten up Bears fan, aren't you?
I am. Unfortunately, I'm one of the oldest Bears fans that have not seen a Super Bowl yet. I'm
30. God. You're just like, you just missed the cutoff, buddy. Well, you're not going to see him win it this year, but you might see the Indianapolis Colts win it. You never know. You've got the Indianapolis Colts. All right, Sean?
All right. Thanks, Carl.
All right,
thanks,
buddy. Kirk. See you, pal.
Frank Reich.
He's got Frank Reich. And what I've done here is taken, again, the top 16 seeds. Well, 15 and then the NFC.
What do you have, kid?
Next up is Tim in Brookfield. Timmy, you need a team, buddy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. You're a Bears fan. You can't stand it anymore. Here you go, buddy. You have kind of an interesting team, the Buffalo Bills. You are a Buffalo Bills fan. You and Gian Greco, okay, Tim?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Cheer for the Bills.
The Bills.
The
Josh
Bills
Allen.
Win. Tim's a winner at the end of the, if they win the Super Bowl. Let's see. That's five, Merck, right? Yeah, that's five. Let's go to
more.
Steve and Palatine. Three more. Steve, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Are you a Bears fan?
Not really. Not since Abe Gibron, way back in the day.
Oh, not on.
You go. Dolphins.
Then you found the Dolphins. Unfortunately, I gave the Dolphins away already.
Yeah, so you're going to get somebody else.
Yeah, they're not ready this year.
Not yet.
Need another year or two.
Not yet. All right, Steve, you're going to cheer for the rest of the year for Sean McVay and the L.A. Rams. Not bad. Oh. They could do it.
All right.
You got the Rams, Steve.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, buddy. There you go. There's Plainfield Steve who bailed on the Bears during the Abe Gibron era. I can't say I blame him and became a Dolphins fan probably because of Dan Marino.
Abe Gibron.
I love it. Mike is in. It's like why Fred Huebner's a 49ers fan. Freddie's old enough to live through the nonsense. He goes, why do I want to cheer for the Bears? I'm going to cheer for Joe Montana and Bill Walsh. Freddie's a diehard 49ers fan.
Well, there you go.
Mike's in Downers. Mike, you ready, buddy?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
All right, pal. Are you a Bears fan, Mike?
Yeah, lifelong.
Yeah, and you need a team, don't you, buddy?
Boy.
The Bears stink.
Yeah. It's
sour. All right.
Community service.
You can, I know, I think, look, everybody wants the Chiefs. I get it. But there are still a couple of good teams. We gave out the Saints, and you just got another one. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers who sit at 10-0, Mikey.
I'll take that.
You'll take it, buddy. Yes, you can. Good luck, my man. So he is cheering for the Steelers the rest of the way. And we have one more, and then that's the first eight, right, guys?
That's
then we'll do
the
another
first eight.
All right, last call, Bruce and Streamwood. Bruce, you ready?
Yes, sir. Give me that team.
Chiefs are still in there, buddy. I know you're looking
for
them. Hey, they're the eighth seed right now in the NFC. That's why we put them in. You have the Vikings, my man. The Minnesota Vikings.
Can't wait to hear that horn.
That's right. Good luck to you, Bruce.
Purple people eaters.
So the Chiefs are still in. The Chiefs, the Seahawks, they're still in, folks. We'll give away another eight in about 20 minutes or so after we talk to JD. Just something fun we decided to do for today. Check out the rules page if you need to refresh your memory here at any point. If you're wondering, wait, how do I win this thing if I got a team? Check out ESPNChicagoContest.com. You must be 21 because we are giving away a bottle of booze. You'll get a bottle of the Russell's Reserve Bub City pick we did earlier this year. Not many of those left, so that's nice. And you'll get a $25 Geno's East gift card.
So what happens if the Bears make a run here, Carm?
And they make the playoffs? If the Bears win, too bad, so
sad. Completely derailing our contest.
Nobody wins. I've got confidence here, boys, that the Bears aren't rallying to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, they derail the contest, all right. If they do, I'll be happy to eat crow like Sylvie did that one time. Remember when Chef Todd Stein came in and he cooked up some crow for Silverman?
No, he made a five-star dish for him. Pigeon.
Yeah. And squab, dude.
He's a world-class chef.
He didn't have crow.
Listen, what are you going
to
do?
I remember the time that Sylvie was supposed to do cartwheels all the way down the block.
He did.
No, he only did half the block. He went from the alley. He went all the way over.
That's when Theo was hired.
Right.
10 years ago, that was. You believe that?
Yeah, 10 years ago. He goes, I'm going to do it all the way down the block. And then he says, let me amend that. I just meant half the block.
If the Bears clean house, is there anybody we would do like cartwheels for? Like, would Sylvie pick somebody else? Is there somebody out there they would do cartwheels for?
Boy.
I mean, like, honestly.
I'm trying to think of NFL executives for 1,000, Alex.
Or guys that are GMs.
Yeah, not guys that are GMs either.
Right.
I'm thinking about guys that are, you know, underlings. One under the GM. Because do you really want a fire GM to come in here?
No. Would you want Dimitroff?
Do you want Caldwell to come in here?
You know who I was intrigued by? I talked about this with Howard Griffith. Rick Smith.
Yeah.
The former Texans GM who did a pretty good job drafting but lost a power struggle with Bill O'Brien.
That's not a bad call.
He's one guy who's proven that he can acquire talent.
Yes.
And did so at a pretty good level because the Texans were barely stacked until Bill O'Brien started putting his fingerprints
on them. Bill O'Brien wrecked them. Absolutely. That's the guy you'd want to stay away from is Bill O'Brien. He destroyed them. You're right. They did collect enough talent to make them a somewhat reliable playoff contender for a bunch of years, right? I mean, like, how long was he there, Mellor? I'd have to double check the timeline, but
yeah, I have to look at the, I don't remember the exact, but I know it was just a name that Howard and I were throwing around on Sunday night after the game as somebody who, like, because I know Lewis Riddick has been talked about a lot,
Lewis
and I
Riddick,
love listening to Lewis talk. The only thing is, as Yurko just pointed out, you've never seen him do it, so that's your one fear, is that you hire a guy who you hope is going to be good, but until they've actually done it, when you've got a guy who has out there, who hasn't, like, been fired, like Yurko said, like,
yeah,
you know.
Right. And by the way, the Texans have been to the playoffs 6 times in the last 9 years. As Bears fans, we do that. The Bears have been 6 times in the last 21 years. They've been 6 times in the last 9. And I don't know that Smith was there for the whole tenure of that run, but like they've put together some fairly competitive teams. And I'd want to go back and specifically zero in on his years, Yurk, just to look and see.
Yeah.
But they've been pretty competitive. That's not a bad name. Would Dimitroff interest you at all, or do you not want to... A guy that was fired, like you said.
I'm trying to just think, where's Rick Smith now? Because they've got up until 2012-17.
Oh, no, he's out. He's not in football,
yeah,
right,
not
now
in football
because
right now.
Because I know his wife died.
Ooh,
and that was part of the... Dan Pompey, I believe, did a really extensive article in The Athletic maybe a year ago. And it was a really compelling read. And it was just... there's a name to keep an eye on if he's interested to get back into football.
Yeah. 312-332-3776. That's the number. We'll give away some more teams before out of here in 30 when Greeny comes up at noon. JD will join us with the Bears update coming up next.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Happy Giving Tuesday, Carmen and Yurko. Time to talk to JD at Dickerson ESPN on Twitter. And JD's Bears updates on the Carmen and Yurko Show are brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. Test drive the 2020 Acura MDX and the all-new 21 Acura TLX today. Learn more at ChicagoAcuraDealers.com. He joins us on the Corona Hotline now. JD, what's up, buddy?
Oh, lots of fun, guys.
Oh, fun.
Sure. Lots of fun the last couple of days.
JD,
no access today. The building is closed, so at least there's a one-day reprieve from angry Zoom calls.
Yeah, this was part of like the league-mandated closure. Is that right, JD?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then the coaches that we spoke to, Nagy, of course, yesterday morning, and then we spoke to all the other assistant coaches after that. Not the coordinators, but the position coaches, and all of them were at home.
Mm.
So you saw like John DeFilippo's like empty living room, and you're like, this is kind of weird. Like, oh, yeah, they're all home because the league had mandated that facilities be shut. So the facility is, again, closed today. They're back tomorrow. You know, Mitch is on the schedule to talk. I'm sure you guys saw the Nagy quotes from yesterday. Basically like, okay, I guess I'll start Mitch again.
Does it matter? I mean, honestly, does it really matter?
No, it does not. But, I mean, it is, I think, noteworthy. I think you always want to know what quarterback your team is starting. You know, especially since we're in an age now where some teams are forced to go into a game with no starting quarterback at all, like the Broncos. It does not matter. I think they can win with Trubisky on Sunday. But, like, I kind of look at Sunday, not to get ahead of ourselves here, but this is pretty much the point of no return. You cannot explain away a loss to the Lions at home after they just fired their head coach and their GM. Now, I've seen this two different ways. I'm sure Yurko's felt the same. Sometimes when something like that will happen, players will have a sense of liberation. You know, Patricia was not a very popular guy. Didn't sound like in the locker room. He was not fun. He was the Patriot way. Couldn't play ping pong in the locker room. Couldn't throw bags. Couldn't do anything fun or anything. I don't know about Bob Quinn, how he was viewed, but he's the guy that hired Patricia. So sometimes guys will say, oh, good, he's gone. Let's just have some fun. They play loose and they play better.
Right.
Other times, though, these are professional athletes. They see the writing on the wall. When a new GM is coming in here and you're not winning, they're going to blow the whole thing up. It's going to be a complete rebuild again. And probably 75% of these guys have no long-term future in Detroit. So when that happens, guys start saying, the car is running. Let's get to the end of the season as healthy as possible and get out of here. Regardless, Lions are very bad. They're coming off an embarrassing loss like the Bears. and they've just fired everybody. So if you were to lose on Sunday, which is a possibility, I think they can win, though. If you lose on Sunday, guys, I mean, there's no more. You just can't explain away anything else. I mean, that would be it. That'd be six straight losses. They would not be coming back, I think, from that to make the playoffs. They could lose out if that happens. So, I mean, if we get to that point, then I think there's going to have to be some real serious conversations next week about where this is all going. I don't know right now where it's going, but it can get worse if they lose to Detroit on Sunday. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be finished 5-11. There's definitely much worse that can happen here. You could put one hell of a string together here toward the end of the year, 10 straight losses, and you would hit rock bottom, and then there would definitely be change coming, up at Halas Hall. And the running game, in 13 rushes. I remember them rushing for only 13 times. Coach Ditka did it, and they wanted to run Coach Ditka out of town, and I think eventually they did. Still with the running game, even though the specifics of the game, if you want to keep the ball away from the other team's offense, you got to be able to establish the run. Well, why did he go about the business of abandoning the run, JD?
Yerk, it happens every game. It's like every game they're chasing. And I know that the natural inclination is, oh, God, we're down now. Now it's 14-3, right? Now it's 23. Now it's 27-3. And they feel like we have to scrap everything and throw. But, Yurko, they've done this for years. This is what they do. They never commit to just staying the course. And it's funny because, if I'm not mistaken, now we do a lot of these Zooms, right? So, I mean, sometimes the things run together that are said. But Nagy specifically, when he was talking about how the Colts attacked the Packers, he made a point to say last week that what impressed him most about Indianapolis in their win over Green Bay is that even when Green Bay got up pretty big in the first half,
and they were, JD,
the Colts kept running the football.
Yep.
And these things are said, and like I think the intention is good, but then you get to a game and it just doesn't happen. Now here's the real travesty of what Yurko brings up is this. You know, that offensive line did not play horrible on Sunday night. There were a lot of new faces in there. I mean, Mustafa was back in at center. Alex Bars was a guard. They kicked the Fetty outside to right tackle. You know, Leno did not play well. He was hurt.
He
had a very tough game. Yeah, you know, Whitehair bounces back out to guard. David Montgomery runs pretty hard. He has that 57-yard run. He's not... No, they were not an embarrassment on the offensive line. So now on top of everything else, knowing that you got to stick with the run to have any chance to come back, knowing that your offensive line actually was doing probably better than you thought, knowing that Montgomery was running hard, why would you put the game in the hands of Trubisky when you know what the outcome was going to be? I mean, you could set your watch to 3 turnovers from Mitch. Like, yeah. That was a no. Once they got behind early, I'm like, he's turning the ball over. There's no way, because they're going to make him throw too much. They're going to expose him too much, and this is what he does. So, Yurk, I honestly wish, pal, I had the answer for you. I can tell you that this is brought up every single week, and every single week the right things are said on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday, and almost never are the right things applied to the actual game day itself.
Hey, JD, about what you were saying, too, that, you know, there was a bad, probably a bad, no, I shouldn't say bad. Let me take that back. The Packers got a favorable PI call that got them down near the goal line. They scored a touchdown a couple weeks ago. You were talking about that Indy game. And what Matt Nagy told you guys, they were the Colts went in the locker room down 2 touchdowns. Do you know what they did with their first possession of the second half? They ran the ball 5 straight times. With Jonathan Taylor, he gained 42 yards. They kicked the field goal. They got point. Like, that's what they did. They were down 2 touchdowns to start the half. They came out and they ran the ball. They might have run it 6, and he got stopped for no gain on the 6th one. They ran it 5 straight, maybe 6 times. That's what they did.
This is so frustrating. This is what's so frustrating. Okay, so look. So
he's watching and he's telling you guys, watch the Colts game, for crying out loud. And then, like you said, he just doesn't do it.
It's just, and I'm not just blaming the head coach, but like it's everybody, right? It's like I feel like they understand what the problems are. So if you understand what the problems are, why can't you ever fix the problems? They're never fixed. It's just they talk a good game to make you believe that something's going to change, and then it never changes. So I don't know how it's going to get better, because I just don't see a track record of them following through on their promises, if that makes sense.
I'm glad you brought it up and put it that way, because it's worth noting, especially because it's something he discussed with you guys. They still almost ran the ball 40 times, the Colts, in that game, despite at one point being down by 2 touchdowns. And so don't tell me when you're down 13-3 that you can't give the ball to David Montgomery, or that all of a sudden you're going to think to yourself, in all your infinite wisdom, that we're going to get into a shootout with Mitchell Trubisky against Aaron Rodgers. In what universe are they living that they think this is a good idea? Well, let's scrap it now. We're down 10. Let's win a shootout with Mitch Trubisky.
And Rodgers is on a heater, too. I mean, you knew that. You knew. I mean, you just felt it going into that game. I didn't have to have made the 3.5-hour drive to beautiful Green Bay to tell you. Aaron Rodgers was out for blood on Sunday night. He is a killer after a loss. He's at home.
He is. That's
the Bears.
True. He's a killer.
He was hot. You could tell early the ball was coming out. Boom. He's seeing the field, crossing routes are open, everything's working. So you would think again, let's try to keep him off the field as much as possible. Let's try to convert. Let's try to stack up some downs and then some possessions. And the time of possession, of course, was wildly in favor of Green Bay. And by one point in the second quarter, guys, they had 15 first downs.
Unbelievable.
In second quarter, they had 15 first downs.
Unbelievable.
And they were 5 for 5 on third down. You can't win when that happens.
No, I think they were 6 of 11 on third down and a perfect 3 for 3 on fourth down, if I'm not mistaken, in that game, too. JD, anything else we should know before we let you go, buddy?
I'm out of answers.
I don't.
You know?
I know.
I don't like to pound the table too much, you know, because I've seen this play out so many times in my career. I would just feel like, you know, you can only send Nagy up to the Zoom camera to take the arrows for everyone for so long. I would hope that if they lose on Sunday, that maybe we could get an audience with some of the decision makers at Hallis Hall.
Good luck.
To figure out where this is all going. That would be my hope. I don't believe it will happen. But, you know, Nagy, for whatever people think about Nagy, he talks to us every time the Bears practice. That doesn't happen around the league anymore. Do you guys know that?
No.
That's not a thing anymore. A lot of these coaches, these Mike Tomlins, these John Harbaughs, they talk like once a week. Sean Payton, once a week, maybe twice a week. This guy's talking 5 times a week after games, and he's just getting rocks thrown at him, right? Don't you think that maybe if they lose on Sunday, it would be time to hear from someone a little above the head coach and try to figure out kind of where this is all going?
Is that just me, or is that something that would be appreciated by people out there? I think you're right. I think there's no way it's happening. What's Ted Phillips going to say?
No, I'm not talking about Ted Phillips. I'm not worried about Ted Phillips.
Or Ryan Pace. I mean, any of them.
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about, I think the general manager has not spoken. I think it would be. It would be beneficial to kind of understand how he's seeing this, where he's coming from, and then the team chairman who will ultimately make that decision. I mean, I would think one of those two, it's not going to happen, but I'm just telling you, it would, I think, be the right thing to do, because what else? I mean, how many more times can Nagy go up there and just not have any answers? I mean, he's trying everything.
I know.
The whole thing yesterday, you know, the whole flip the table over thing,
sure,
you know.
The
going full Catman on you, you know, have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, a cup of coffee, win a football game. Good luck.
That's all he has left right now.
That
stuff usually does not work at this level, but he's trying everything and nothing is working, and that's kind of sad to see.
JD, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
See you, pal. There's Jeff Dickerson at Dickerson ESPN. 8 callers right now for the final 8 teams in our giveaway on this Giving Tuesday. 312-332-3776. We'll give them away next. This hour of the show is brought to you by Vasectomy Chicago. Visit VasectomyChicago.com for more info about their 30-minute, no-needle, no-scalpel, in-office vasectomy. That's VasectomyChicago.com.
It's Carmen and Yurko.
Sports talk while you're on the clock.
Do I exaggerate?
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Greeny's coming up. Top of the hour. Why Don't Sylvia 2. Hopefully they'll start getting some holiday parody songs rolling in. Black and Abdallah, 6 o'clock tonight. All right, Yurko, here we go. We got 8 final teams. It's Giving Tuesday. We've got the ultimate Carmen and Yurko.
Give it,
Giving
buddy.
Tuesday giveaway. And Danny and Schaumburg is up first, our buddy. Danny, what's up?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
All right. You're doing okay. I know you're a frustrated Bears fan. Here's your team. You cheer for this team the rest of the way. If they win the Super Bowl, you win the bottle of bourbon and you win the $25 Geno's East gift card. And wouldn't you know it, Danny and Schaumburg just got Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. You can thank me later.
Woo!
There you go,
hey,
buddy.
If I win, I'll re-gift it to you, Carl.
All right, smartass. You know what? I can't believe.
The fix is in.
Lest anyone think the fix is in, there's nobody I would have rather get like the NFC East than Danny and Schaumburg, all right?
If you were watching on Twitch, though, you saw Carm pull the Chiefs from the cup and show you on Twitch.
All right, Carm, you got to run your 2-minute offense.
No
here,
fix. All right, Merkin.
Let's go. 2-minute offense.
What am I going to be like Anthony Lynn?
I was just going to say.
I'm going to carry us into Greeny. I'm going to be Anthony Lynn. Eric's in Lake Zurich. Eric, you ready, buddy?
Hey, let's do it.
All right, pal. You have the Seattle Seahawks. Nothing wrong with that, Eric.
Oh, not bad.
Except for the defense. But hey.
Yeah, except
hold
for the
Russell Wilson.
Hold on, buddy. Yeah, the defense stinks. But, hey, it's getting better with Jamal Adams back. He makes a huge difference. And they got, what's his name, from Cincy that they brought over, Carlos Dunlap.
Dunlap, yeah.
So it's been a little bit better. Eric, you ready?
Yeah, happy Tito Tuesday.
That's right, Tito Tuesday. Here you go. You got the Cleveland Browns. They're going to be in the playoffs for the first time in a long time. So, sorry, Eric. I know it's probably not what you wanted, but Eric's got the Cleveland Browns. Ooh, Joe is in Wichita. Wichita. Joe, you ready,
taking
buddy?
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Sure am. Help me out.
That's right. All right, buddy. Are you a Bears fan?
I sure am.
Okay.
Born and raised in the Chicago area.
You're not going to like that you have to cheer for this team, but you could still win, so you might as well cheer for them because the Bears stink. The Green Bay Packers. There you go.
Ooh, wow, that's tough.
I know, Joe. It's tough, but hey, if you win, at least you get something out of it. Joe's got the Packers. Let's see, Dave and Elgin, right? Dave's next. Dave, you ready,
Dave
buddy?
Dave and Elgin.
Dave, you have Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, buddy. You've got the Cardinals. Cheer for the Cardinals, Dave. Next up is Corey and Wheaton. Wheaton, Corey, you ready for your team?
Yeah, give me something good.
Corey, you're probably, I hate to say this to you, buddy, you're probably the loser of the whole thing. You have the winner of the NFC East. I am sorry, Corey.
Oh, no.
Corey, thank you for playing. We love you.
Boy, his life just got more miserable.
He goes, give me something good. Well, the NFC East winner. Corey, I'm sorry, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometime. What do we have, 2 left? All right, we've got German. Or Herman in Logan Square. Is this Herman?
This is him.
I'm saying
how's
it right.
Going, boy?
Pretty good. You got a team. You never know. They could catch a heater. Who knows? The Ravens. You got the Ravens, right, buddy?
Yeah.
They're barely in right now, but they could get on a heater.
They're going to make it? Yeah.
Well, you never know. Listen, I'm trying to sell it to Herman. And last but not least, Kurt in South Elgin. Kurt, you have, let's see, who's last? Who have we not given away? Oh, the Titans.
Yes.
You have the Tennessee Titans, buddy.
All right, happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
happy
my
holidays
man.
To you.
They
he
could run all the way thrilled there with Derrick Henry. So there you go. Thanks for playing with us, everybody, today. And now you got
phrasing
a team. Thank you, Mellor. You've got a team to cheer for other than the Bears for the rest of 2020. Thanks for participating. And thank you for listening and calling and contributing today. We're going to be back to do it all over again tomorrow with lots of fun. Yurko, have a great day, my man.
I will. One name, John Dorsey. Think about it.
Oh, interesting. John Dorsey's out in Cleveland, yeah.
He's gone out of Cleveland. They fired him.
That's what I'm saying. He's out in Cleveland. Yeah, it's another name to think about. Thanks to JD for joining us. Great work by our producers, Midway Jeff Mellor, J.R. Strauss, Randy Merkin. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Greeny is next. Waddle and Sylvie up at 2. Black and Abdallah at 6. Have a great day and a great night.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more.
I think the cool people liked it.
I don't think that's whack. I think that's dope.
Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia!